Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
Nope, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, our listeners, and we share your comments and thoughts and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we are not experts. We're just two little podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390, and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Dori, remember how in a recent episode we made a crack about a cozy mystery in which someone's duck goes missing?
I do.
Well, guess what?
What?
That someone is our listener. We have a listener who's living a cozy mystery.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just going to play you this very sweet voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dori. Thank you so much for your podcast. It's been a really big gift in my life during a tumultuous year when I'm transitioning to parenthood and experiencing all kinds of stuff. It has really helped me feel a larger sense of community. I wanted to write in to tell you something really quickly and then to make a recommendation. Number one, you mentioned a mystery book, imaginary mystery book, in which someone's duck was missing. And I just want y'all to know that in my life currently, my duck is missing. All three of my ducks are missing. We don't know where they are. Honestly, it's not the end of the world. We feel like they have lived their best lives, and they are very into urban adventuring, so they'll come back or they won't. But I'm currently living this cozy mystery. I also wanted to recommend, when you're talking about flossing, that you try a water pick. I was really, really skeptical about it, and they're kind of expensive, but my dentist recommended that I go ahead and get a cordless water pick water flosser, and it is the only thing that has gotten me to floss. And you can actually use it in the shower with warm water, and it's an absolute delight, and I am now a regular flosser. So those are my two thoughts for you. I just also wanted to compliment y'all on how respectfully you talk about your children on this podcast. I find it really refreshing. I feel like you really put a lot of thought into maintaining their dignity and personhood in a way that is really positive and a really great example for me as I become a parent myself. So thanks for all y'all do, and have a beautiful day.
Hey, that was really nice.
This listener gets a gold star.
Thank you so much for saying that about how we talk about our kids. I'm going to save that and play that for my kids. In like 5, 10 years when they're like, I hate you. And that's already starting. Do you love that that person's ducks are missing?
I mean, I don't, because I feel bad for her, but I do.
What a coincidence.
Wow.
Made me chuckle so hard. And also when I read the transcript of that message, I thought that they were going to say like their ducks weren't all in a row. Like I thought they were using
these are not metaphorical ducks.
No, these are real
ducks. These are real ducks with feathers and beaks.
Just out waddling.
Webbed feet.
Webbed little toes. Oily feathers.
Yeah.
I've never tried a water pick.
Me neither.
I might try one.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google this. Google water picks as soon as we end this recording.
Okay, but back to the ducks.
Okay, yeah, back to the ducks.
I have some questions.
Sure.
Where are these ducks kept? Where do they live? What are their privileges? Are they allowed to just roam free?
Well, the caller did make an allusion to an urban setting.
Yes.
So who knows where the ducks are, but I believe you can keep ducks similarly to how do you keep chickens.
Right. But I'm also wondering, like, you know, because if this person were in LA, I would say maybe the ducks got eaten by a coyote, but I don't think they're in LA.
They could be anywhere. Maybe those ducks just wanted a new experience and wanted to broaden their horizons.
Yeah. look, I'm open to that.
They're on an adventure.
But I'd like to solve this mystery.
You are a detective. I am. We should send you to the scene of this.
I would like to
go. I don't
want to
say crime, but...
Mystery.
Mystery.
Scene of this mystery.
Don't you want to know the ducks' names?
I do. I have a lot of questions.
Listener, call back, because Dory does want to solve this.
Have they dusted for fingerprints?
Don't you mean like webbed feet prints?
No, there might have been a duck napping.
Oh, you think there's like a culprit who took the ducks?
It's possible. I need to get to the bottom of this. Listener, please call back.
Look, I feel like this would really give you a project.
It would give me purpose. Yeah,
give you something to do. Not like you have anything else going on. Dory, a little feedback on Artist's Way.
Oh, let's hear it.
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name's Lindsay. I've been listening for maybe like 6 months or so, and I love the podcast. I am just responding to a listener who wrote in about writing and like looking for that creative spark again. And you guys mentioned the Artist's Way, which I'm currently going through. I think I'm like maybe 8 weeks into the Morning Pages. It's like a 12-week thing, and it has been so helpful. I'm also a writer, not professionally, but just kind of for fun, and it's really helped to get in the practice of writing every single day, whether or not I want to, and doing those 3 pages every morning and making time for it. And also, Kate, I think you mentioned the artist dates also. Those have been so fun and so freeing, and have helped me to get into other creative spaces as well, like doing collages and cutting up old magazines and making art out of that. So I just wanted to kind of like piggyback off of your recommendation. I think the Artist's Way is so great, and I'm not done with the book yet, but it's already been super life-changing. So hopefully that helps your listener. Thanks. Love the podcast. Bye.
I love the thought of just doing art for art's sake, like, mm-hmm. because I feel so... like stunted or paralyzed anytime I go to like the thought of like my husband was making potatoes last night. My daughter was like, please, can I have one to make a dog? And then she made this little potato creature.
Potato,
I think it's a two-sided dog. Potato creature. She asked me to bring it with me when I picked her up from school. So you want to see that, Sammy? There you go. But like just there's no pretense. She just wanted to take a potato and make something out of it. My kids always saving trash that she finds to make art out of, and then she actually does it. And I feel like I couldn't even like draw a picture without overthinking it. So just the idea of like collaging and kind of getting out of your head and just making things sounds really satisfying and inspiring.
Well, that's why people used to have hobbies.
Okay. You're right.
And we've just, everything is a side hustle now.
Oh, you make a great point. Like, you can't just make something for the sake of doing it.
You have
it
to like
pleasure.
Make it for your Etsy store.
I was actually thinking I wanted to start making friendship bracelets. I had this kind of vision for a friendship bracelet that included beads. And I found some string in our craft bucket, and I was gonna do it for just the sake of doing it.
That's great.
There's a hobby for me.
There you go.
You're gonna solve mysteries. I'm gonna make friendship bracelets.
Oh, well, I will charge to solve my mysteries.
That will be your side hustle.
That will be a side hustle. Let's be real.
I think that's a really interesting topic I'd love to explore further, though. This kind of lack of just hobbies purely for the sake of joy existing anymore. But also...
My husband has hobbies.
Your husband has more hobbies than anybody I know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he also has side hustles, but he has hobbies.
Yeah. I mean, guitar is a pure hobby for him, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. But also...
Auto body repair.
Well... Look, we
pure
know
hobby.
He has many workshops set up in your home.
Okay.
We also, moving into the skincare zone, received lots of recommendations for a physical exfoliant. This emailer wrote about the Dr. G Brightening Peeling Gel.
This is great stuff.
I've had this too, and I
have
really
used
like
it.
This.
Yeah, this is great stuff.
They said, I'm obsessed with this stuff. It is slightly gritty feeling and gently peels off dead skin. You can actually feel the skin coming off. It's crazy. It feels like it's really paying off, but still gentle somehow on my sensitive skin. And it's about just under $12 on ye olde Amazon Shopee.
I have another physical exfoliant recommendation from just last week. I think I'd gotten this in my Whole Foods Beauty the bag.
Sure.
It's in a Cure brightening scrub.
Oh yeah, I've used that.
And I thought it was really lovely.
Well, hello there.
Yeah.
A couple listeners reached out to recommend Vasanti, which is a brand I've never heard of. Their exfoliant's called Brighten Up. Someone wrote to us and said it's very gentle but powerful. I hate when a scrub feels like it might be making permanent grooves on your face. I am looking at you, St. Ives apricot scrub from my youth.
Yeah, I feel like that St. Ives apricot scrub really did a number on all of our skin.
We all used it.
We all used it. Everyone used it. No, there's a lot that's wrong with it.
But I will say it does still trigger a sense of nostalgia for me.
For sure.
Right? Like yeah. The same way I almost bought like Seabreeze and Nux. Like I was at a drugstore recently and I wanted to buy like all the items from my youth. Mm. Just to like inhale them. Mm-hmm. And remember the sensation of like listening, watching the Mickey Mouse Club, putting astringent on my face. Mm. Mm-mm-mm. Someone else called in. Their voicemail got cut off, but they recommended the Gold Fadden MD Doctor Scrub Exfoliant.
Ooh, we love a Gold Fadden MD recommendation.
Yeah. Now, this one, the listener noted, they were like, it's a little pricey.
Yeah.
Which, I hear you, listener, but they love it. Mm. So.
I might want to check that one out.
Dory, it is $75.
Okay.
But I also want to check it out.
All right, well, maybe the podcast can... check it out.
Maybe that could be your skin experiment.
My skin
I
experiment.
Do a skin experiment with a cream, mm-hmm. as mentioned on a
last week's
full
length.
You'll do an exfoliant experiment.
Here we go.
So we will take a quick break. Be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
I love this listener's email, which is just chock full of things that they are doing this week. They almost just kind of gave us a life update, but I loved all their little tidbits.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, why not?
Hi, Kate and Dory. I just got back to reading Taking Charge of Your Fertility by Toni Weschler. It's pertinent to my work as a pelvic physical therapist, but also so interesting as a woman to learn more about the way the female hormonal cycles work and manifest physically. I also wanted to tell you how I was able to get restarted reading when I've been remodeling my house since March, leaving little time to rest and less mental strength to resist my phone. I put my phone to bed. My phone charges on my headboard at night. Using it in bed is rarely tempting for me, but I'm often using it in the evenings to the exclusion of other activities. So I decided to put it on the charger early and was free to read whilst my husband played video games to unwind for the night. It was fantastic. My intention for the week is to keep this up and get my book on. It's not a bone book, more of a great visit with a friend who knows a lot about biology. Lol. Wow.
Not a bone book.
No, not a bone book.
I could not put my phone to bed on my nightstand and have it there. It has to be like physically removed away from me, my vision.
I like this idea of putting your phone to bed though while you're still awake.
Right, like night-night.
And yeah, night-night. And also like I'm going to do other stuff for a while because I'm bad at that. I keep my phone in the other room when I go to sleep.
Right.
But those like couple hours before I go to sleep, I'm often like on my phone even if I'm like also watching TV or something.
Oh, totally. Have you ever done the thing where you're like, I'm going to watch this movie completely without my phone?
Yes.
And it feels impossible almost to me.
Yeah. Well, this came up with Matt because when we do have a chance to watch things together, he was like, you're always on your phone. And so I stopped being on my phone when we watch stuff together. And I'm trying to not be on my phone when I watch stuff by myself, but it is hard.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
Last night I put my phone to bed in the kitchen and then went and read in bed for a while. And I read for almost an hour, and I don't think I would have read that long if my phone had been next to me. I would have just kept like going in to peek at it. So
yeah,
I love the idea of putting it to bed. Good night, phone. Oh, that might be a fun parody book to write.
Yeah.
Is that a good night moon? Mm-hmm. Good night phone.
Someone must have done that.
I'm sure. But if not, anyone who wants to make that book with me, give me a shout. Any illustrators, any publishers, let's do it.
All right.
Hilarious. It'll sell millions. here is an email we received, Dory. I reached out to one of our expert friends for help on this topic, but you, I have been dealing with it, so I thought you might also want to weigh in. All right. The listener writes, I wanted to see if you have done or would be willing to do a mini episode on skincare for scars. Last month, I was bitten by my friend's dog on my face, both traumatizing and very uncool, and it has left a pretty gnarly scar on my face. I'm working with a plastic surgeon, but they don't really offer advice on what concealer is best for it, what natural products, what sunscreen is best, or even if certain foods you should eat more of or avoid. I used to actually work for a skincare brand, so I know a lot about the category, but this has certainly thrown me for a loop. The one holy grail product I have been using is Biocornium Scar Gel, but other than that, I'm a bit out of my element, so I'd absolutely love some recos. Well, when we say we're not experts,
we mean it.
We mean it. I know nothing about scar care, other than my mom always telling me to rub vitamin E on my scars. Did you ever hear that one?
I think that's actually a real thing.
Yeah, I mean, I did.
Yeah.
But I emailed Courtney Chisano, who has been on this podcast many times.
Skincare expert Courtney.
She is a facialist here in Los Angeles. She uses a lot of natural products. And this is what Courtney had to say. I recommend a natural concealer. And she recommended one by Jane Iredell that we will link on our website. It's their Enlighten Concealer. She said it's made for more intense coverage and color correction. For SPF on scars, I recommend natural mineral baby stick SPFs. As far as natural products, anything that has healing and anti-inflammatory ingredients like vitamin E, calendula, or bee propolis.
I don't have, I mean, I've been putting a silicone scar strip on my C-section scar, but that is not on my face.
Yeah.
I don't think you would want to walk around with a silicone strip on your face. But these seem like good suggestions.
I also wonder if you might be able to find, I know you said you're working with a plastic surgeon, but possibly a dermatologist or a facialist yeah. who you really trust might have some really good recommendations for you.
So like, I'm really sorry. That is really traumatic.
It is really traumatic. That's really scary and unsettling. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry that we're both sorry that that happened yeah. to you. We have another skincare question to add to this little segment here.
Great.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Melanie from Portland, Oregon. Sending you love from the Pacific Northwest. Anyways, of course, have to say I love the pod, but I've got toner questions. So from listening to you guys, I finally gave in and I got the Tic Tic Low toner, which so far I'm loving. But I guess my first question is what the hell is toner? What is it for? And how much am I supposed to be putting on? It's just this liquid, and I really don't know. Am I supposed to just, like, do a couple drops on to a pad and rub that on my face? How many drops? How wet should my face feel after I apply said toner? Yeah, I just feel really uninformed about toner. So if you guys could clear up my toner questions and maybe hopefully make me a toner expert, that would be great. Hope you guys respond. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, we're responding.
Well, you've been a longtime Pixie Glow Tonic user.
I have lots of thoughts. The first thing I want to tell this listener is that I recently got a facial last week. Courtesy, I must say, of a generous gift certificate given to me by one Dory Shafrir for my birthday.
Well,
thank you, Dory.
You're so welcome.
And I asked the aforementioned Courtney, I literally said to her after the facial, what is toner? Do I need toner? What does it do? What is it? And she very kindly kind of gave me some thoughts. Now, the way I think of toner is kind of like a refreshing mist I like to spray on my face following washing it. And toner often comes with some properties that can help your skin, whether it be hydrating or also kind of protective of acne.
Or clarifying.
Clarifying, that's the word I'm looking for. Yep. But I think the real thing about toner is that it preps your face for the serums and the moisture that come on next. Dory is nodding excitedly.
That's what I was going to say.
Right?
Yeah.
And honestly, even water can do that. Like oftentimes if you wash your face and then put your oils on, that's pretty good. Do you use a toner?
No.
Okay.
Well, I have.
Right.
Actually, yeah. So I don't use a toner currently, but I do use that Caudalie grape water spray that I've mentioned.
I love that
stuff. Just like gives my skin a little zhuzh.
Your favorite word. I'm glad to hear you bringing it back.
I love a zhuzh before I put on a serum.
I love that. I mean, I spritz that all over myself on the plane.
It feels great.
I was using a little sample of an Indie Lee CoQ10 toner.
Yes.
It was really nice.
That is really nice.
I liked that a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm almost done with it because it's a sample size. So I will tell you, listener, I use toner immediately after I wash my face. And the toner that I am using at the moment is by H is for Love. And it's their pollen toner. And it's a very nice, very fine mist that says it will restore the ideal pH to your skin.
There you go.
It feels good. Now, for me, toner is different than Pixie Glow Tonic. The Pixie Glow I use as an exfoliant.
I think a toner can be an exfoliant.
I think depending on your skin, you may not want to use the Pixie Glow Tonic every day.
Yeah. Similar to our old fave Biologique Recherche P50.
An iconic Dory Shafrir product. Because the Glow Tonic, I believe, is made with 5% glycolic acid. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, that's exfoliating while also hydrating.
Yeah.
So again, depending on your skin, I use it like twice a week, maybe. So let's get into how wet should the pad be, how wet should the face be?
I mean, I'm going to go with moist.
Mm-hmm. I love a wet face.
Yeah. Like not dripping wet, but more than damp.
With the Pixie Glow, I squirt a good amount onto a little cotton pad and just wipe it around my face.
Yeah.
And then let it kind of dry off for a bit and then put my next thing on. Yep. But when I spritz my toner on, I get real wet.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to note, Dory, that we are sounding very sweaty balls right now. And my husband, Anthony, like this weekend was like, you know, like, I think y'all are like kind of sound like those, the sweaty balls people that sketch. And I was like, yeah, you think like, you think I don't know this? Dare you be mansplaining
typical
my
man.
Podcast to me? I know what we sound like. It was like he was having some sort of eye-opening observation. We made that in January 2018, my friend.
Oh, my goodness.
But as I hear us talking, I'm like, wow, we really sound like it right now.
You know, we lean into it.
We just dabble. Well, Dory, let's take a pause.
Okay.
And we'll be back with a couple more comments.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, we got a great email.
Yes.
My favorite part of the email is the first line. Hey, Cat and Door. I love you, listener. You just nicknamed us.
I didn't think you could nickname Kate.
I love Cat.
It's very cool.
Yeah, that was definitely a nickname I wanted as a teen. Door, anyone call you that?
Yeah.
They opened a fire door. Just a Ronnie DeFranco reference? No? You don't like it?
No.
Okay, well, that's fine.
All right.
Here's what they write. My sister, Marky, also a Forever 35 listener, and I were talking about old mall stores that we loved and thought it would be a fun convo for you all to have on the pod. Do you remember a store called Weathervane or Limited 2? We are from Southeast Boston, so maybe these are local. Thought you might enjoy thinking about this too.
I do remember Weathervane and Limited 2, and I remember Faneuil Hall used to have like a 7-story limited store that every floor was like a different limited brand. Like one floor was like Express, one floor was Limited, one floor was Limited 2. It was heavenly.
So good. Yeah. I Limited 2. The funny thing is, I feel like when you're growing up, especially when you were growing up in a world without internet, is it was hard to know what was local and then what people had everywhere.
Do you know what I mean? Like 17 magazine was for.
Oh, thank goodness for my, I mean, truly thank goodness for Sassy magazine.
Yeah, but Sassy was like cooler.
Right.
Like the mall stores were all in 17 magazine. Let me just take a walk down the memory lane of a food court with an Orange Julius in it.
Ugh. So good. Orange Juliuses are so good. Okay, so sorry. Good. Keep going.
We got your, in my mind, the number one mall store of my adolescence, Contempo Casuals.
Oh, that's an icon.
I mean,
does that still exist?
Iconic store. And its sister store, Wet Seal, which I believe still exists.
Oh, yes. Wet Seal is definitely still around.
Now, we also had your 579s.
Wait, we went to different malls. What's 579?
It was a... Sammy's nodding. Sammy knows what's up. Sammy knows 579. 579 was like a junior's store. It was like a merry-go-round. Remember merry-go-round?
No.
Kate, did you never go to the Arsenal Mall?
No, I didn't. I wasn't allowed.
Oh, my God. Oh, I see. Interesting.
It was too close to the city. My parents were afraid.
Well, all these stores were at the Arsenal Mall.
I went to the Natick Mall and Shoppers World, Dory.
Shoppers World, RIP.
I know.
But what a mall.
What a mall.
Yeah, I mean, there was also like the fancy Atrium or Chestnut Hill
malls. These are all local Metro West Boston malls. We know you all have your own malls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But now, the Arsenal Mall was where you would go for like your real mall stores.
There was wasn't there like a big Old Navy over by the Arsenal Mall?
Yes, there was, Kate.
Yes. Also, do you remember?
Also, across the street was the Watertown Mall.
Right, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Which had real dead mall vibes even in the 90s.
Do you remember a time when Banana Republic...
Yes, was a safari theme. Yes. And in the Cambridge Side Galleria, there was a huge Banana Republic store with like safari stuff.
Yes, like fake yes, palm I do remember trees that. And probably mm-hmm. very problematic t-shirt. Yep. It was just like t-shirts and khakis.
Also, this was when Abercrombie and Fitch was like had that like a British prep school vibe.
Yeah, just
do you remember
polo
this?
Shirts.
There was like plaid everywhere. That was also in the Cambridge Side Galleria, another mall that I enjoyed
Cambridge
as a
Side
teen.
Galleria. I was not allowed to like go into the city by myself.
Wow.
You lived like basically in Boston. Wow. I lived in the sheltered burbs.
So I take it you never went to Downtown Crossing.
Oh, goodness, no. Oh,
you missed out.
I know there was a Filene's right there.
There was. And a Jordan Marsh.
Oh, God. Massachusetts. For me, yeah. Mall stores mm-hmm. are specifically Laura Ashley and Crabtree and Evelyn.
Oh my God, we had such different lives.
Do I sound like the waspiest asshole right now?
I like those stores too, but my bat mitzvah dress was from Laura Ashley in the Chestnut Hill Mall.
Laura Ashley, like all the prints, and I wanted that.
And there was also a Crabtree and Evelyn store in the Copley Place when I worked at the candy store.
And you could go in and sample all the smells.
All the soaps.
My mom used to keep a Laura Ashley soap on her bedside table for when my dad farted. She would open up a little soap and just smell a soap.
Wait, that's genius.
It's kind of smart, right?
That
Martha
is
Spencer.
Smart. Wow.
Yeah.
She knew what was up.
She lives on through her fart maintenance.
Fart she combating. Would have loved poopery.
She would. Honestly, like, that's the kind of thing my mom could have invented.
Oh. Wow.
She kept matches on top of toilets before it was cool. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
But anyway, back to malls.
What were some of your other favorite mall stores?
Well, a Spencer's Gift.
Sure. Classic.
I loved like a Brookstone.
Brookstone, Sharper Image.
Sharper Image. Just
you could just go in and like play with
stuff. Like, yeah, like all the weird toys that existed only for like a corporate person to keep on their fancy desk.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like the things where you would press your hand in or the like little water toys with like colored oil.
Yeah. Loved those.
Where are those things?
I don't know. I mean, sure, I believe Sharper Image and Brookstone still exist.
I'm sure they do. But the experience, I feel like, of the physical experience of walking into one of these stores.
I agree.
And seeing new things and touching things and sitting in a massage chair. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that, maybe my children have it like going to Target.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if there's a similar thing. And also the feeling of walking into the mall, like it's cold outside and then you get into this big space.
Well, and also when we were teens and there wasn't the internet, the mall was really like the only place to go.
Yeah.
You know,
learn about what was cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, go into a Lids, go see what was going on Hot Topic.
Yeah.
I will say that J. Crew was like the fancy store.
Oh, totally. Well, J. Crew was in the Atrium, which was like the fanciest mall.
Yeah, that was the mall with the Cheesecake Factory.
You were probably allowed to go to the Atrium.
We wouldn't buy anything.
Mm.
We would walk around maybe, but like we would never go to the Cheesecake Factory. That was too much, too fancy for my family. Rarely. I would eventually weasel my way into J. Crew and get a nice roll neck cotton sweater. But
loved a roll neck.
It's been a gentle walk down memory lane.
Yeah, it's really lovely.
But,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I would love to know people's local mall stores.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't think things like Limited 2, that's a very universal.
Yeah, that was everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, one more brand that like still sends shudders of envy through my body.
Yeah.
Jessica McClintock.
Oh, well, there was a Jessica McClintock store in Copley Place.
I would have given anything for Jessica McClintock.
On my
dress.
Breaks, I would walk by it and like
just like caress the
just
satin.
Just kind of gaze at it.
Ugh.
I never had a Jessica McClintock dress.
Nor did I.
They were very expensive.
They were for like the rich girls.
Yeah. French Connection.
Oh, yeah. Is that still around?
I think it is.
French Connection.
French Connection to me was like
sophisticated.
So sophisticated. So expensive, so sophisticated, like so cool. It was like, I felt like I wasn't there yet.
No.
But I wanted to be the person who shopped at French Connection.
I mean, same with Bebe.
I didn't have that with Bebe, but I did have that with French Connection.
I wasn't drawn to it, but it was more like that was the fancy, like, if you wore a sexy baby tee kind of store. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, then we could go into the world of catalogs because that was also...
Well, and I was just going to go into the world of discount stores.
Well, that is very local.
Do you remember Tello's?
No.
That was a Boston area discount store. Anyway, we should move on.
Should we, though?
Maybe not. This has now become a podcast about mall stores.
Well, but there's like a comforting nostalgia to malls that I miss.
And, you know, we've talked about this on Excellent Adventure, actually, because Matt is obsessed with Dan Bell, who has a YouTube channel that he has a Dead Mall series. Ooh. On YouTube. And he also has a great Instagram. So if you are into like mall, it's very depressing. But if you're into old malls, I highly suggest you check out Dan Bell.
I am into old malls. I just also want to say the latest season of Stranger Things is basically a tribute to malls. Mm. And it's wonderful. It's great. Okay. Well, we've got one final voicemail to cap us off here,
okay,
Dory.
Okay, let's do it.
I also just wanted to mention to you guys that I have to give a shout-out to my dog, Wallace. This is Anna again. Because Wallace is my number one Forever 35 listening partner. And the other day, we were both in really, really bad moods. And I looked at her and I said, Wallace, we're going to have a snack. We're going to listen to Forever 35. And we're going to feel better. And that's exactly what we did. So thank you also from Wallace. And a big shout out to Wallace, my number one fellow Forever 35 fan.
Okay, that's adorable. But as a detective, this also raises some more questions for me.
So listeners, in case you weren't aware, that's the caller from the beginning with the missing ducks.
Yeah.
Dory has put two and two together.
What Wallace's relationship was with the ducks. I'm going to have to do some serious questioning of Wallace.
If you find out Wallace is like a hound or like a hunting dog,
I mean,
gonna be...
case closed.
But it's never the most obvious choice, right?
But like, sometimes it is.
Isn't Wallace like a red herring for something else?
He might be. All right. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Like the cat. The cat who might be lurking around this urban farm that this person lives on.
It's possible.
I love this. Whoever this listener's life, call back in and tell us more animals.
I might need pictures.
Dory needs to get to the bottom of the duck situation.
I really do.
And if anyone else has any other missing pets, give us a call.
We're on the case.
We're on the case. Malls and pets.
Yep.
Thank you all so much for listening.
Okay, goodbye.